Hello, I'm Phil of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, and well. Are you registered to vote at this address?
I am.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office? Okay.
No.
Thank you. Now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1941.
Thank you. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? It is Caucasian or white, African, American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
African American.
Thank you. And what is the last grade that you completed in the school?
College grad.
Thank you. Getting started, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
Thank you. And would you say you strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Approve.
Thank you. And would you say you strongly approve or somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Thank you. And if the elections for a state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Joanna Garcia Rose.
I don't know who he is.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
I approve.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Don't approve.
Thank you. And Esmeralda Soria.
Approve.
Thank you. Moving on, with which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? First one is abortion, taxes, crime and public safety, jobs and the economy, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, healthcare, homelessness, education, or border security?
I have to pick just one?
Correct.
Just one? Okay, I'll say abortion.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale to 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. Next, if the election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump Republican or Kamala Harris Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
Do you find this boring? Because how many people have you talked to today?
That information we're not available to share it, ma'am. I do apologize for that.
Oh no, I'm just making conversation. I just wondered, isn't this? Repetition of asking the same questions over and over and over again. It's kind of boring, isn't it?
Oh, well, ma'am, honestly, we are not able to share our opinion as well.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Go ahead then. I won't
okay.
Kibitz then.
Oh, no worries. Thank you. And well, and if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother?
Soria.
Thank you. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Oh, I think the economy is headed in the right direction.
Thank you. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has decreased, increased, stayed the same?
Well, I live in a small community. There's not much crime, so I'll say stay the same.
Thank you. On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Thank you.
Lots of times.
Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the correct politicians in prison where they belong. Is this much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I'm going to say no difference because I don't know who she is.
Okay, thank you. And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference.
Let me ask you this. Is this something she's done or something she said? When you read this question to me, is this something she said? Or something she did, because that makes a difference
in
my answer.
Yes, these statements are statements that you might have heard about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign.
Oh, I see. Okay, no difference.
Thank you. And well, mm-hmm. Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever state fraud or corruption she finds.
That I agree with. What do we want me to say?
Okay, in this case, would you select much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Or somewhat likely.
Thank you. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers, and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Much more likely. Somewhat more likely. Thank you. The last one is, in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading in stocks and making other investments with information they learn while in public office. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Soria.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to support her?
Somewhat unlikely.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaigns. This money could go to her negative campaign ad.
No. That's very unlikely. I don't like that.
Okay. And next one is, Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay for more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth on taxpayer-funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Mostly unlikely.
Thank you. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Much more likely, somewhat less more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. And the last one is, politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I can't believe all this stuff. No difference.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some information, if election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly?
Esmeralda Soria.
Thank you. And well, we're just about to finish. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative in your
moderate
issues?
Moderate.
Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
Thank you. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you would, or no, you would not?
No, I would not.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your time and your opinion.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks to you. Bye for now.